hand rolling cigars in the Dominican Republic. The little cigar-making room, entered through a small corner tobacco shop in the Zona Colonia, has four men inside. One is reading the paper, another is watching the cigars being made. Two men are working, making cigars by hand, one at a time. "He is muy rapido," I remark. "He can do 300 in a day if we don't talk to him," one of the non-workers says. The look on both men's faces who are working, they must be paid by the cigar. They're intent on what they are doing, responsible for making cigars, so people that smoke them won't smoke any flaws. The workplace smells like tobacco. Tobacco leaves, dry and thin, are clumped around a press on the floor. There are pieces of leaves on the desk of the man in the gold-colored shirt and more on the work table of the man in the blue shirt. Appears the two workers make a team. One man makes the rough cigars, stores them in a wood sleeve that the other man pulls to his table and finishes. The tools both men use are simple and not any different from what either might have used 100 years ago to do the same job. I watch the finished man pick several cigars up from his finish stack to check the smoking end to make sure once lit the cigar will draw air and keep its combustion. These men take pride in their work. If I was a cigar smoker, I would like to smoke the ones they are making this day I am watching them. Men will turn themselves into machines if it profits them, but men, bottom line, were never made to be machines.